Director of Montgomery County Development Corporation, Mr. Ben Lundgren, with me. Ben, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Do you go for chicken or pizza at Pizza Ranch?
I kind of been flipping back and forth. The last couple times I've went for more of the chicken strips and then pizza. So.
Yeah, yeah. I go for the fried chicken. I mean, that's my number one stop. Then I'll maybe go to the salad bar afterwards.
Yeah,
so
I know.
That's my routine.
Plenty of options, so that's a good thing. You can kind of switch it up when you go there.
You bet. I like it. Everybody can find what they want there. So how are things going, Ben? Nice to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too. Going well. Just been busy. Kind of making some, busy meeting with a lot of people and meeting some of my cohorts in other counties and some things of that nature.
That's kind of cool, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So trying to kind of build that network, kind of learn what others are doing and see how we can incorporate some of that in Montgomery County here.
All right. How long have you been in the role now?
Started in August of last year. So, August 11th. So it'll getting, 7-8 months or so?
All right. Very
Hard
good.
To believe.
It goes quickly, does it not?
It does. Yep.
All right. So, Ben, one of the things you have a background in lending. I mean, you know finances, you know money.
Yeah.
So, in my mind, I'm thinking, that kind of lends into a lot of things in the business world. If you have a business, if you're wanting to grow a business, if you're wanting to start a business, let's dive into that because that's very much economic development, starting businesses, growing businesses. I would think that'd be kind of an important thing that you work on.
Yep.
So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yep. So I think that's a great thing. I want to make it, people maybe aren't aware of maybe, that MCDC and in my role here, that's a key component of what we want to be trying to help, entrepreneurs in Montgomery County or, both startups and existing businesses, anywhere from, something you're doing in your house and you want to expand or, one of our larger factories in town. I feel like there's a role that, MCDC can play just because, trying to become that, kind of a central, knowledge base for different resources out there. So, getting financing is one component of, growing or expanding a business. But there's a lot of different incentive programs out there and different partners that MCDC works with that, there's just an array of different potential, there's incentives for different types of expansion, whether it's with Mid-American Energy or the Iowa Economic Development Authority, Iowa Finance Authority. So there's, if there's an opportunity, if someone's looking to either grow or start a business, I think that, call MCDC, call me at MCDC, and we can get together and try to see if there's something maybe you're not thinking about or somehow how we can help, help that process.
Yeah.
So
if you're a business owner and you're looking to expand, you obviously know your business if you're wanting to expand, but sometimes knowing where to get some of that capital to make that happen might be a challenge, right?
Yeah, so there's some potential, there's some different incentive programs depending on what you're doing or some potential low cost of funding resources out there, some of which I've just now becoming aware of. I mean, I'll admit, even in my past roles in lending, it wasn't really a focal point to try to learn of all these things. I feel like a lot of that falls on the business owner themselves. So you could have someone trying to expand a business and, you go to their lender may or may not be aware of all these other periphery programs through the state or through the national level that could have some serious, can seriously impact the attractiveness of doing certain things. But I would also like to back up too, part of what MCDC is here for is all the way from, someone with just an idea could come in and sit down and we talk through, what are they trying to do? Where are they at in the process? And, I feel that you brought up my background with lending and credit, leading into this, that I feel I can play particularly a pretty significant role in trying to help someone in that process.
Sure.
And it actually has happened already in my role here. I mean, occasionally you get people that stop in and, they're at different stages of trying to get something going, but, we sit down and talk through things. So that was one of the things I thought I could give a brief overview of some of the, you know, tips and pointers that I would say if that's what you're looking
you
to
bet.
Do.
Hit me with, so, can you hit, tell me some of those?
Yeah.
If you have some
so,
of those.
So, you know, anyone at any point in the business process, whether, again, whether you're starting with just an idea in your head or maybe you're already a business with just yourself, but you're looking to, you know, move out of your house to a separate location or like hire employees and things of that nature.
Right.
I mean, a lot of it comes down to preparedness. So where I would start with is, you know, start with a plan, you know your numbers. I know it sounds simple, but it's actually oftentimes not really that clear to people. And there's also resources that I can try to connect with, you know, through the community college and through, name slips my mind, SBDC over in, they're out of Creston, but there's a woman over there, Jamie David. She works a lot with people with startup business plans, and mm-hmm. I can help with her as well. But, you know, start with the basics. Start, you know, if you're going to expand or you're starting something up, you know, what's this actually going to cost? And, you know, most people, I would say that 9 times out of 10 or whatever, like, you're probably looking at like some sort of traditional financing.
Right.
To most, try to get a business off the ground.
I think a lot of people think that you go to the bank, you get a loan, that sort of thing, or maybe a lot of times family members are involved in financing mm-hmm. some of those, or at least partially to some level.
Right.
I think a lot of people think that those traditional methods, right?
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's part of it.
Yeah. And what I would say is, like, I think that oftentimes starting a business, you know, it can be a multi-year, it sounds daunting, but it can be a multi-year plan. So what I would say is, like, you know, you want to look at your personal finances. So if you're going to go a traditional financing route, you know, a lender is going to want to know, how are they going to secure a loan? You know, do you have something to pledge as collateral? Do you have some of your own money to put into it? So that's oftentimes where I would start, is like, what does your, let's take a snapshot of your financial picture, and are you in a position financially to even be talking about doing what you're trying to do? Maybe you're not there yet, but can we come up with a plan that 6 months from now or a mm-hmm. year from now or a year and a half from now, you're actually like much closer to being in a position to where you can actually pull the trigger and try to make this a reality?
You bet.
Another thing I would say too is that, you know, your personal credit can be an issue or a big factor. So, everyone every year is entitled to pull a free credit report from each of the three major credit bureau providers. I'm guilty of not doing that. But the point is that sometimes something can be lingering out there credit-wise that can come to kind of haunt you. Sometimes there's things that are factually not true. For instance, if I pulled my own free credit report, it won't give you a credit score, but it shows all your credit history.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if I had 2 or 3 judgments on there that, like, from DirecTV or something that I didn't even know were out there? Like,
right.
That could be,
right. Can be impactful.
It could be knocking your credit score significantly and you didn't even know it's
right
out there. Or it could be factually not even, like, you
correct
dispute it.
Yeah.
Like, I know one example, a guy he traded his vehicle in and he forgot to cancel his, like, Sirius XM radio on his old truck, and it, like, caused a big issue with his credit. He found out, unfortunately,
yeah,
like, 2 years later. So, like, little things like that, like, people don't think of it, but, you know, you go down to the bank and they pull your credit and you have, like, your credit score is, like, 150 points lower than you thought it was. And you're like, well, why is that? And you have
some silly reason.
Skeleton, and that's not
yeah
even factually true. So that's a big thing. And, you know, a traditional financing as an option, again, that's usually where you'd want to start. But lenders, including lenders here in town, they have different tools that they can try to work with, whether it be like SBA, you know, there's some SBA programs, Small Business Administration, that's what that is. But most lenders do some extent of SBA loans, which can be a really helpful for a startup business, an either guaranteed loan or something of that nature. There are some Iowa specific funding programs
mm-hmm.
that I'm learning about, but I've got them listed. And, you know, if I were meeting with someone about doing something business wise, I think we'd have to explore all the options. But, and to your point, like, you know, just saving up your own money and trying to have as much capital as you have for yourself to try to put into something.
Yeah.
So one of the things I'd mention too is that I talked to this Jamie David over in Creston, because sometimes I get questions of like, hey, is there like a grant available of some sort? And I'm learning and I'm open to exploring, but what I'm finding out is that grants are largely more available for like nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's like a myth, but like, I think a lot of people have in their mind that like there's literally just like money that'll be given to you if you want to start a business, and that may or may not be true.
Right.
So like a grant is like probably way less likely. Like what's way more likely is that you're going to have to come up with how to fund your business either with your own money or a combination of like your own money, traditional financing, or like supplemental financing through like the SBA or something with the state of Iowa.
So again, not saying that that grant isn't there, but you wouldn't probably put that into making your whole business plan revolve around that, receiving that grant.
Right.
Maybe is not the best plan for that.
That's how I would put it. Yeah.
Okay. But there are tools available for people. Mm-hmm. I mean, from what you think of as your traditional path forward alone through all sorts of alternative financing and a lot of different ways available at this point.
Yep.
So,
for instance, Mid-American Energy, so they have a pretty robust economic development branch, and their rep for this area, I've met with him a number of times, and he's just a phone call away, but you know, we were exploring a business here in our community that was growing, and I got them in touch with Mid-American, and they have a number of incentive programs depending on what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, if you were like doing like a new manufacturing or like expanding or some sort of new building, there may be an incentive package there depending on like the type of lighting and different things you put in that has like tax implications.
Sure.
But that's a whole nother subject too. You know, some people, you know, there's a lot to be thinking of as far as like tax implications, and I'm a proponent of saying, hey, we maybe need to consult your accountant too, like what are some things they're aware of, you know. So
by the way, we're visiting with Ben Lundgren, who is the executive director of the Montgomery County Development Corporation. So what would I put together, Ben, if I have this idea for my business? Mm-hmm. I want to start this business, but I have no clue what to do.
Yep.
What do I just grab all my financial information, schedule an appointment with you, and come down and talk to you, or I mean, what's my best process with that?
Yeah, I mean, you could just stop in and talk, and we could go from there. Or, you know, to be more prepared, I think the more people have a good sense of where they sit financially, meaning what I would tell people is, you know, everything we have now is online. So, like, get online, check your balances of your, you know, any loans you have, and balance and your payments, and what are your payments, you know, what's all your balances of your assets that you own. And, you know, we don't have to get down crazy detailed, but let's get a general picture of your financial situation, because that's going to play a key role.
Sure.
And then, you know, as far as the business plan, you know, where are you really at? Like, some people, you know, there's a sequence of things. So it's like, do you really need to have a brick and mortar location, or is this something you can start out of your house and let it like grow that way? So like, some of it's like strategy. And I like to tell people generally, and this would be speaking to like startup entrepreneurs, but generally in my experience coming from the lending background, is that let the business like pull you along a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So someone may have an idea. Well, we don't know if that idea has merit. Right. It may
be great to you.
Yeah.
But does the gym at large, will it be
right? So
popular?
One question is like, can we try to test your idea without putting a lot of capital at risk?
Yeah.
Meaning if you can see if your product that you have, you know, envisioned has, is there really demand out there for it? And, you know, you hear, I would just like to tell people, like, sometimes you see an Instagram or you see a YouTube video about a business that has a, you know, large location in a city, and they interview the entrepreneur and they're like, I started this in my garage. I had no clue that I'd sell so many of whatever they do. And then pretty soon the business was growing. They had so many orders that they realized they needed to hire. So that's an example of how a business gets pulled into it,
mm-hmm.
where they're like, I have so much work to do that I actually have to hire someone. And now, my garage space or my grandma's garage like isn't big enough for me. So like now I'm like looking at trying to find an off-site, like actual location. Do I need an office up front? Do I need, you know, so that's like a good problem to have if someone's literally like, I've got 400 orders and I can't fill them. So
I need space.
Like that's just an example of like, so there's strategy, you know.
I think a lot of people, when they think economic development and Montgomery County economic development, you're working on these big plans, big business, big industry, but that's really, I mean, that's part of what you want too, right? I'm not saying, but that's not the whole picture. You do it. I mean, from like you say, you're talking about like a startup, small business. It's Small Business Week too, by the way.
Yeah. So fitting,
there you go. So it's for that. It's for those people, but it's also that big business that may come to town as well, right?
Right.
I mean, you kind of cover all these ideas.
So exactly. So what I'm saying is like MCDC.
Think that it's something out of reach to talk to.
It could be someone with an idea in their head wanting to start a business, or it could be one of our major employers in town that says, hey, keep this secret, but we're looking at doing a major physical expansion. We're going to hire 20 or 30 more people. Like, we just want to make sure we're thinking through all possible incentives and resources out there. And they would call me potentially and say, you know, can you be looking into this? This is what we're doing. Like, let's meet 2 weeks from now. You know, I'll make a series of phone calls to contacts that I have and say, hey, XYZ companies, here's looking to do this. Like, what do we need to be thinking about? Is there a role here for the state? Is there a role here for Mid-American? Is there a role for other players? So
very cool. Ben Lundgren with me. So reach out and talk. I mean, visit with you. Where's your office, Ben?
So I office out of the Red Oak Chamber there on the northwest corner of the square. So, and I'm generally there. If I'm not, you know, I have a work cell phone. You can reach me on that. Or if you stop in, I usually let Tammy there with the chamber usually has an idea where I'm at or when I'll be back. So, generally available, and glad to meet with anyone if they're at any point in
startup to a $50 million dollar expansion.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
So
I like it. You know who Palmer Luckey is?
I don't.
Palmer Luckey was a guy, you know, the Oculus VR.
Okay. Yeah.
So he started in the VR world as a 13-year-old.
Wow.
In his garage.
Yeah.
To your point. Developed the Oculus and sold it to Facebook or Meta for $4 billion.
Pretty impressive.
And now, I mean, there's a whole story. Ended up getting fired from Facebook, started a company called Andril, which you should look up.
Okay.
But to your point, started in the garage.
Right.
Just fiddling with something he liked.
Right.
And it turned into now it's unbelievable, his story. But there you go.
And that's how a lot of businesses start. Someone has a passion for something or something they're really interested in, and they know a lot about it, and they've been toying with the idea. So, you know, part of my role, too, I mean, I'd like to be realistic, but I also want to try to encourage people to take those.
Sure.
You know, how can we take
it? It may not turn into a $4 billion.
Right. But like, you know, maybe you can explore what you want to do without putting a lot of capital at risk.
Yes.
So
absolutely. All right, Ben, what else do we need to touch on?
You know, that's.
How can people find you online? Tell me your social media, your website. How can people find you?
So the website is growmocoia.org, so kind of like growmontgomerycountyiowa.org. I have contact information on there. We also have a Facebook. If you look up Montgomery County Development Corp, there's also an Instagram, and then my work cell phone is listed on there. It's probably the best way to reach me, but so that's definitely the
My
work cell phone is not on there, but my work cell phone is 712-621-8900, so it's kind of easy to remember.
8900, 621-8900.
Yep.
But your other contact information is there, so reach out.
We'll
very
get
cool.
That added, so.
What's the rest of the day hold today, Ben? Anything exciting going on?
Yeah, I'm actually going up to Atlantic to meet with the director at SWPCO, so the Southwest Iowa Planning Council. So I'm going to go meet with them and just learn more about what they do and how they impact our area. Last week I went up and met with the equivalent of myself in Carroll County, Iowa, which was very insightful. I took a lot away from that. And then actually last Friday, one of my board members and myself went up to Atlantic to see the Vision Atlantic housing expansion and met with their director and another person on their board for, gosh, we were there two, three hours and toured some of the houses and just learned a lot about how that's tied in with their Lakin initiative. And it was very, I took notes, but more importantly is that by meeting those people and having them as, you know, now a direct contact, like, I think that'll be helpful as we go forward here.
So. You bet. All righty. Very good. Ben, hey, thanks for stopping by. Good information.
Yeah, thank you.
So have reach out, visit with Ben, and I don't know, start that business. Small Business Week, too, by the way.
Exactly.
Make it a great day, Ben. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks.
Ben Lundgren with me again, the Executive Director of the Montgomery County Development Corporation.
It's time for an update on what's happening with the weather in Sunshine Country, brought to you at this hour as a